You're now tuned in to the spiciest podcast in the world, live from your local cash and carry, the Notorious Gucci Podcast. Have me some of that Johnny.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another great edition of the Notorious Gucci Podcast. This is episode 126, 126 in your speakers, in your earphones, wherever you're listening, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're listening. Thank you for listening. Episode 126, 126 of the Notorious Gucci Podcast, in your speakers and earphones right now, man. Thank you. Man, as always, man, I'm your host, your humble and gracious host, your host with the most, man, the boy, the most sauce, the boy, the most gently, man, sprinkle a bit of garam masala on top, man, the roli to your snack, the kitchen to your curry, the dal to your bhat, the samosa to your chutney, man, the gacha to your jalebi, the pao to your bhaji, the chili to your paneer. I'm your host, your humble and gracious host, the Notorious Gucci, aka Milan Oza, welcoming you to another episode of the Notorious Gucci Podcast. Right. So, weather-wise here in the UK, man, it is getting cold outside, baby. It's getting cold outside, man. So make sure you guys are wrapping up, man. We're getting a bit of frost in the morning, hitting a minus one, you know, so some parts as well, man. A bit of snow falling in some parts as well. So make sure you guys are wrapping up warm, staying safe out there, obviously, with the corona still out there at large. And yeah, just make sure you're staying safe, staying healthy, and staying blessed, man. That's all we want, man. That's all we want. In terms of this week's episode, man, so it was quite a short week this week, man. We really didn't get too much music that was released. We got, you know, a handful of singles again. We got one album to talk about. That was my guy Divine. He dropped his second album, Bonia Papu. We'll talk about that. Nothing from, obviously, you know, the US side and things. And then, you know, we got what I've been watching this week, a bit of, you know, some news as well, some new music coming, what I've been watching this week, and some gaming news. Talk about the Cyberpunk 2077 reviews that are pouring in, and some more PS5 UK related news as well. So yeah, relatively short episode, you know, and this week, you know, and I do say that, I know I've said that last few times, but it does look like this week will be a relatively short episode, so you have my word on that, I hope, fingers crossed. And yeah, man, so you know, without further to do, man, let's get this show on the road with the music, man, on the single side of things.
Hey DJ, turn up the music.
Turn up that music, man. Yeah, let's talk about the singles we got a handful. So the weekend, obviously fresh off of getting snubbed from the Grammys and things, and you know, doing his Super Bowl show, you know, he's scheduled to perform at the Super Bowl show. He drops a remix to one of the this year's biggest singles, really, and that is Blinding Lights. He drinks up with Rosalia, you know, a rising Spanish star out there, and they drop the remix to this Blinding Lights, and it's a dope remix. It's a dope remix. An already dope song, you know, so one of the biggest songs of the year, right? And which obviously wasn't nominated for a Grammy, right? Snubbed. And you know, just added a little Spanish remix on there, and yeah, and it's dope. It's dope, man. I do need to revisit that Weekend album, definitely, After Hours. I'm definitely gonna do it this week. You know, as we're coming to the end of this year, I need to start wrapping up an end of year list of albums that, you know, I think are the great, you know, the top albums of this year. So definitely, I need to go check out that After Hours again. Haven't listened to it since it dropped. I remember when I listened to it when it dropped, you know, it was a quite spicy rating. I think we gave it 4 chilies, if I'm right. So yeah, still, it was a good album, man, good album. But you know, wasn't quite hitting the you know, the more spicy levels, but yeah, definitely go check that out. But yeah, as for this week, new Blinding Lights remix, Weekend and Rosalia, yeah, it's a dope remix, man. It's an already dope song. 4 chilies out of 5 for me on the spice. I'm so quite spicy, quite the cool indeed. Next up, man, we got Gold Link. He doubles down, you know, he released a track last week, which was, you know, best rapper in the fucking world, which, you know, wasn't the kind of Gold Link I was expecting, you know, but it wasn't bad, but it wasn't great either, you know. This week, he doubles down, he links up with UK's own Lukey World, and they dropped the track Dunya, or Dunya, whatever you want to call it. I mean, Dunya in you know, good, and you know, in Hindi obviously means the world, right? So I don't know if he's playing on that. But yeah, Dunya, you know, again, another mid track from Gold Link, really. Don't know what I think, you know, don't know why, but you know, these last two singles that he's put out, I just haven't been hitting for me, You know, he put out that great album last year with that, this Sapora, right? Which was great. And that, you know, his debut album At What Cost as well was great as well. But yeah, these last two singles, yeah, I'm just not really feeling it, man. You know, something, you know, I thought, you know, I'm a big fan of Gold Link, but yeah, I just haven't been feeling these last two singles. And again, not to say that they're bad in any way, but it's just, you know, just expecting a bit more from Gold Link after putting out some, you know, two great albums. Nonetheless, Gold Link, Lukey World, Dunya, yeah, it's a mid-track for me, man. 3 chilies out of 5 for me on a spiceometer. Next up, man, we've got Lil Baby, who obviously just celebrated his birthday last week, and he celebrated it by dropping two new tracks. One of the first of them was called On Me, which is dope, man. I am getting into Lil Baby a lot more. That album that he put out, was it My Turn and Things? There was a few tracks on there, but I just really couldn't get into it. Maybe I do need to revisit that, as you know, a lot of people are saying that that is one of the Album of the Year contenders. Maybe I do need to revisit that, but I just couldn't get into it, you know, when it first came out. A few tracks on there, definitely. I think Emotionally Scarred was one of the highlights of there, but yeah, I do need to go check that out. But as for this new track, one of the new tracks he put out this week, On Me, dope track, really like it. I do think I'm, you know, getting accustomed and getting used to Lil Baby, and you know, just really listening to what he's saying and things. You know, at first you think, oh, you know, he sounds like one of them rappers that will, you know, just be rapping about the jewelry and cash and things like that. But you know, when you proper listen to him, you know, you can get past that part. I think, you know, he is speaking some shit, and you know, that's some, you know, that's evident on that track he put out, you know, early in the year, you know, called The Bigger Picture. And it was highlighting a lot of the stuff that was going on, you know, during that time, you know, with the whole George Floyd unrest and the protests and things. Yeah, that was really one of the dopest tracks of this year, 100%, and the video as well. But yeah, Lil Baby, On Me, dope track there from Lil Baby, man, celebrating his birthday, so happy belated birthday to him. On Me, 4 chilies out of 5 for me on a spiceometer. The second track, Everybody, yeah, this is more of the, I think, you know, the reason why, this track was more the reason why I don't find it quite hard to relate to Lil Baby or, you know, get into his music, as again, it was just one of those ones I think was just braggadocious and, you know, on the flexing side of things, and, yeah, you know, just, yeah, wasn't as great as that On Me track, in my opinion, in terms of lyrics and wordplay and things, but, yeah, it's an alright track, man, not great, but not amazing either. 3 chilies out of 5 for me for that second track, Everybody, man, just a little 2-pack that he put out on his birthday. So yeah, man, and those are your singles for this week, man. So those are your big singles, big releases in terms of, you know, single music. Alright, Weekend on Rosalia with Blinding Lights, a remix, 4 chilies out of 5, I said quite spicy. Gold Link and Lukey World with Dunya, very mid with 3 chilies. Then we've got Lil Baby On Me, 4 chilies out of 5 on the spiceometer, quite spicy, quite the cool indeed. And then again, Lil Baby with Everybody, with some mid with, you know, 3 chilies out of 5. So those are your singles for this week. Make sure you guys go check them out on your streaming services right now. Next up, man, we've got to talk about, you know, one biggest album that came out this week. No, it's not from the US, it's not from the UK, it's from India with my guy Divine. You know, I've been following Divine for quite some time now, and, you know, he's put out some great singles and things, and obviously started in Gully Boy, you know, one of the great films of last year. He puts out his second studio album, Bunya Bap. Obviously, Divine signed to Mass Appeal India, and repping that Gully Gang and things, you know, see, you know, Mass Appeal owned by Nas, who makes an appearance on this album as well. Bunya Bap, man. So let's get into this album, Divine's second album, Bunya Bap. So this album comes stacked at 11 tracks, coming about 36 minutes or so long. Great length, ideal length. We got features from, as I said, Nas and Coco Sarai on track 3, Walking Miracle. We got the previously released Milchi, the, you know, the bold spicy bold tickle track that was Milchi with MC Altaf, Stylo G and Phenom. And then we got D Evo and MC Altaf on track 6, Disco Rap. Lisa Mishra on track 8, Rider. Docevelli from the UK, man, with Drill on track 10, Drill Karta, man, so that's dope as well. So a good mix, man, a good mix of international flavor, I guess, on here, man, with the US, with Niles and things, and Gogo Sarai, and then we'll see, you know, a bit of Afro-Caribbean with Stylo G and Phenom, and then, you know, Docevelli as well on track 10, Drill Karta, man. So yeah, Bunya Bap, man, his second album from Divine, 11 tracks, 36 minutes, so long, man. It's a fucking fire album, I gotta give you that, man. And I'm not just saying that because I'm brown, or maybe I am, I don't care, man. But, you know, I gotta big up, you know, my fellow brown people around the world who are making great music, man. Divine is one of them, Encore, another one. You know, Mickey Singh, another one, you know, really dope artist out there. Who else is there? You know, quite a few of us, Brub Deep and things, you know, these artists that are out there, man, you know, they're making some great music, man. And you know, it's great to see, you know, great to see fellow brown people and things, you know, just doing their thing, making their you know, making great music. You know, Raja Kumari as well, another one out there, you know, I can't forget about her. Yeah, so man, all of these artists making great music, man, all coming from India, man, India, US. So yeah, man, I gotta give a big shout out to all of them, man. You know, the Indian hip hop and things, the scene of hip hop, that, you know, in India, you know, it is big, in case you didn't know it. It's just, you know, you need to know where to look. And you know, shouts out to that Hip Hop India page, man, on Instagram, man. These are the people who pointed me out to people like Divine and Raja Kumari and things, you know. Anik Khan as well, for one of them, you know, another dope artist. You know, that page is really dope. It really puts you up on, you know, all the, you know, releases in hip hop in India and how the big the influence is. Gully Boy is a great film that shows you that influence as well. Ranveer Singh in there. Yeah, man. So, shout out to all my fellow brown people putting out some great music. And, you know, The Divine is one of them. Yeah, this album is fire, man. From front to back, man. I had no skips on there for me, you know. Smoking it, yeah, it's in Hindi and things, and you know, you've got a bit of a mix of English in there as well. But you know, this is a great album, man. Great album. I fully enjoy listening to this. This is probably one of the first projects, you know, you know, well, one of them, because I really like the other guy, DRV. I think his name is Dhruv Rajpal. He put out a great project as well. You know, rapping in Hindi and Indian hip hop and things, and yeah, it was a dope project as well. And this is another one which is just, you know, I've grown to gravitate towards this sound. And you know, shout out to my boy Mandeep out there, man. If he's listening, he put me onto some of this great music as well. So you know, introducing me to these new artists and things. Yeah, man, really dope. Dope album, man. Dope album from Divine, man. You know, give him his props, man. Yeah, he's doing great. And yeah, it's a great album front to back, man. Standouts for me, the intro, 359, you know, track 2, Mera Ab Hai, you know, 4, Satya, great as well. The track with Dachavelli, Drill Cut, that was dope. The track with Nas is also dope as well, Walking Miracle. Mosey Milchi was, you know, one of the spicy tracks as well. So yeah, man, this is a really dope album front to back. Great length as well, 36 minutes, 11 tracks as well. Good length there, man. And yeah, shouts out to Divine, man. Shouts out to Divine and everybody who's involved in this project, man. Yeah, great project, man. I do encourage you guys to check it out. I do encourage my fellow brown people to check it out as well. So yeah, man, Divine, Bunya Pop, 5 chilies out of 5 for me on the spiceometer, man. Hit that shit.
Ooh, spicy.
Bow spicy. Bow tikku, man. Ek dum tikku che bhai. Ek dum, man. What would a bow spicy, bow tikku track be without my guy, Mr. Ooh Wee?
Ooh Wee.
Definitely. Ooh Wee. Divine. Punya Pop. 5 chilies out of 5. On the spice. On the bow spicy, bow tikku. Ek dum. Ooh Wee. Make sure you guys go check that out. It's on your streaming services right now. Right, time for some news, ladies and gentlemen. Let's hear my news drop.
You seen the news, bro?
Yeah, we've seen the news, man. So, in terms of Coroni's update, there isn't much to update you guys in terms of the restrictions. Restrictions are the same, you know, the tier system all the way up until, I think, the 23rd, which we've got a 5-day, you know, sort of quote-unquote ease of restrictions for this Christmas period, where you can mix up 3 households and things. But still, they're saying, you know, but don't hug your family members and things and all that. But it's all right to have a meal with them. Who knows? But, you know, that's all the same. Talk about the vaccine. The vaccine actually has arrived and the first dose was actually given out today, I think, you know, to an Irish lady in the University Hospital of Coventry. So, yeah, the vaccine has started rolling out. People are getting letters or notifications to say when their turn is. Obviously, they're prioritising, you know, the over 80s. Most at risk at first. So, and then, you know, then it will go down the list in terms of the age groups and things. But yeah, the vaccine is here. The so-called vaccine is here. Pfizer BioNTech vaccine, and it has started rolling out and been given to patients as of today. So if you had any family members, relatives, friends who are obviously in the age range of 80 and above, and you have some health issues, then you know they probably will be receiving this vaccine very, very shortly, right? Apart from that, really, it's not much there else on the Coroni side of things. Let's talk some music. Kid Cudi is dropping Man on the Moon 3 this Friday, December 11th. He's put out the announcement with the artwork of the album. Really trippy, as Kid Cudi does his picture of his face. Well, his face and half of it is spaced out and blurred out and things. So, it looks dope. And then... And we've got the track listing, you know, it's broken up into four acts, man. So act one is called Return to Madness, got five tracks there. And in act two, you've got four tracks there. You've got a feature from Pop Smoke and Skepta on track eight, Show Out. And then act three, we've got 5 tracks there. We've got features from Phoebe Bridgers on Loving Me, and then you got act four, which has four tracks there, and you got a feature from Trippie Redd. So a total of 18 tracks broken into four acts, features from Trippie Redd, Phoebe Bridgers, Pop Smoke and Skepta. That's all on there. No sign of that track with Travis Scott, the Scots, or the track that you had with Eminem called Slim Shady and Slim Shady and someone like that, and Cut or whatever it was. So no sign of that track on there. But yeah, new Kid Cudi album, Man on the Moon 3, dubbed dubbed Man on the Moon 3. It had a name. The Avengers and Moon Man and Shady. So that was a track with obviously Eminem. He put out the name of this, was it? Yeah, I can't remember. Yeah, Man on the Moon 3, and it's called something. I'm blanking on that name, but December 11th, and that is your track listing there. Yeah, so looking forward to a new Kid Cudi album. Hopefully, it lives up to the hype of the other Man in the Moons. His previous few releases weren't really for me. Passion Pain and Demon Slayer wasn't for me. Kid See Ghost as well wasn't that great, in my opinion. Let's look forward to this. You know, Man on the Moon 3, man, Kid Cudi. Let's see this Friday. Definitely looking forward to that. So, and let's see what other music drops this week. And so, looking forward to that. Right, let's talk about some TV and movie and what I've been watching this week, man. So, hit my drops.
Hey, bro, you seen that new film?
Yeah, man, let's talk about some of the films I've been watching this week. So, I started off this week and I watched... a film called Bombshell, and that is on Amazon Prime Video UK. You're able to stream that right now. It stars Charlize Theron, Nicole Kidman and Margot Robbie in lead roles, and it's based on the true story, man. It's based on the true story of these Fox reporters, Fox journalists who work for Fox News, right? And you are about the sexual harassment they experienced from the CEO at that time, Roger Ailes. Obviously, Fox News is one of the companies owned by Rupert Murdoch. It shows you the experiences of these three individual women, being sexually harassed by the CEO, Roger Ailes, right? And the trials and tribulations that come with that. So I do really like films like this. Films like this, Spotlight, Dark Waters, Dark Waters, which I watched the other week, true stories and, shows, revelations and, things that you just didn't know about, right? This is another story that I didn't know about. But again, it's a thing you don't know about, but, you can see it, right? And, for those of you who have watched The Morning Show, another great series that I watched, earlier this year on Apple TV Plus. When you're watching that show, you can see the sort of the theme was the same, sexual harassment and things, but you can see what really goes on in these big corporations, broadcasting and journalism and news reporting and things like that, especially, and this is no different. So Yeah, I thought it was a really dope film, man. I know, obviously, online, it hasn't got the best rating, 6.8 on IMDb, 69% on Rotten Tomatoes, 64% on Metacritic. Google users, 82% like this film. I think that's a more of a fair rating, I think. Yeah, this is a dope film, a really dope film, man. I don't think it got the praise that it should have. All three women are great, man, especially Margot Robbie. It's weird to see her in these roles, you know, after Wolf of Wall Street and Harley Quinn and things. She was great. Definitely, you know, Nicole Kidman was also one of the standout on here. And then you see on Charlize Theron, she did her thing as well. So now all three women put in great performances. John Lithgow as the CEO, Roger Ailes, was, you know, equally as great and, you know, horrifying at times. A great film, really, and another true story sort of film, you know, depicting on what really goes on in this cruel, disgusting world, man, that we live in. I definitely recommend you guys to check that out. It's just under about 2 hours or so, about an hour and 45 minutes, hour and 50 minutes or so. But really good film on Amazon Prime Video UK if you've got that. 5 chilies out of 5 for me on the spiceometer for Bombshell, man. Yeah, I thought it was really dope, man. I really enjoyed that. Hit my drop.
Ooh, spicy.
Bold spicy. Bold the cool, man. Bold the cool. Heck dumb, man. What would it be without Mr. Ooh Wee? Hit that shit. Definitely. Ooh wee, that's Bombshell. That is on Amazon Prime Video UK. 5 chilies out of 5 for me and Spice Summer. So make sure you guys go check that out. Another film I checked out this week was on Netflix. It's quite an old film. It stars Michael Douglas and Robert Duvall. It's called Falling Down, right? And it shows you the character of Michael Douglas, who's had a really bad day, and you know, he's just, you know, one bad thing leads to another, and he goes on this spree, this rampage. Losing his job, quitting his job, and then, going from one bad thing to another. You know, someone trying to rob him, and, you know, someone trying to charge him extortionate money. You know, when he goes into a convenience store and things, and one bad thing leads to another, and he goes on this sort of rampage. You know, falling deeper and deeper down this dark hole, and interesting, man. So it was good. It was quite a good thriller sort of drama-filled film. Robert Duvall, yeah, man, he did a great job in there. So did Michael Douglas as well. I haven't watched many of their films, it was a great film. Great film on Netflix. One Falling Down, it is rated quite high. I think it's got like 7 point something on IMDb, and it is rated quite high. But it was a dope film. Dope film. So it's just under 2 hours or so. I think it's about an hour and 50 ago, for hour and 15 minutes or so long. So definitely check that out. It's on Netflix, Falling Down. 4 chilies out of 5 for me on the spiceometer. Next up, another film I checked out again. Another old film. A relatively old film, alright, and which is on Netflix. Yeah, and that film was called Taking Lives, and it stars Angelina Jolie and Ethan Hawke in the lead roles, right? And it's a murder mystery sort of thriller. Again, another type of genre that I do like. It was dope, man. Even though it wasn't rated that high across the board, IMDb gave it 6.3, Rotten Tomatoes a whopping 22%, Empire 2 out of 5, but Google, yeah, I definitely do agree with Google, F83%, man. This was released back all the way in, 2004, right? Thriller mystery, man, yeah, murder mystery sort of thing, Taking Lives, man. I haven't watched too many of Angelina Jolie's films, but yeah, man, this was dope. Again, yes, I said along the murder mystery lines, an FBI profiler is summoned by the agency and entrusted with the responsibility of hunting down a serial killer who assumes the identities of his victims after killing them. So, man, that really stood out to me when I checked the description. I was like, yeah, I want to watch that. Big fan of, you know, films like Seven, you know, the killer who uses the seven deadly sins, you know, as his MO and things. So, this definitely stood out to me. And, yeah, I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed this film, man, and if you like this murder and mystery sort of genre, I definitely think you would enjoy it as well. Good thriller, it was really dope, man, really dope, and great, you know, props Angelina Jolie, Ethan Hawke as well, they did a great job there. Yeah, great job from both of them, man. Yeah, and another dope film to check out. Four chilies out of five for me on the Spice Summons for Taking Lives. And finally, man, some TV that I've been checking out this week, man. Some new TV, I'd say. So let me hit my TV drop, man, for you guys.
You seen the new TV serial?
Yeah, man. So, you know, the series Euphoria, man, you know, starring Zendaya, man, which I think came out just nearly 2 years ago, about last year, I think. Around about 2 years. Although this is not season two. This is just some sort of a special two-part episode. The first episode here in the UK is dubbed Euphoria season 2020 episode 1 for some weird reason, so it's not season 2 by no means. So it's just a special, I think, you know, two-part special episode. The first part premiered here in the UK on Sunday morning. And I managed to check it out last night. And it just follows on from the season one finale. And, you know, it catches yourself up with Rue and what she's going through and things. And although, you know, there's not much really going on in this episode in terms of, action or, you know, anything really interesting. It gives you a really deep insight to who Rue is as a person. Her character, who's played by Zendaya, obviously, and, you know, what she's going through, and, you know, it shows off her relationship with this her sponsor, right? And for those of you who haven't checked out Euphoria, man, I definitely recommend you guys check it out. It's a great series. It's on Sky Go right now. It's on Sky On Demand, wherever you want to get that. It's a really dope series, man. But yeah, just catches yourself up with Rue and what she's going through, and, you know, really shows you why she's doing what she's doing. And how she feels and things. And yeah, it was a great episode, man. Really great, really, really emotion driven, really hard hitting in that sense. Even though it's very basic, the whole theme and the setting of the episode. Yeah, it was great. It was great, man. Really dope, really dope. Yeah, shouts out to Zendaya, man. Shouts out everybody involved in that episode. I think it's episode 2. We don't know when that is coming, but it should be coming maybe this Sunday or maybe a week after. I'm not sure. But yeah, definitely be on the lookout for that. But if you haven't checked out the first season of Euphoria, go check that out. And then, yeah, definitely, if you have, then check out this special episode as well. And really dope. Fortunately, it's out of 5 for me on the Spiceometer, man. Quite spicy, quite cool indeed. Yeah, man, so I managed to check out quite a few things. Still, watching The Wire. I finished season 3, which was dope. I'm on to season 4 now. I've got 2 seasons left of that. Scrubs, I'm making my way through season 3, I believe, right now as well. So, yeah, I'm slowly prodding along with that. Big Mouth, I know a new season came out, Big Mouth season 4. I'm about 4 episodes into that now. So, out of 10, so hopefully I think I might be finished with that by next week, so I'll give you guys my take on that. But yeah, a lot of great TV and things, TV and a lot of great films that are out right now, so make sure you guys go check all of that out. Right, man, let's get into some gaming news then.
Have you played that new Gamma? You mean game? That's what I said, Gamma.
Right, man, yeah. Then what would my gaming thing be without... classic gaming drop there, man. So let's get into that. Man, I need to find that sheet. Where is that sheet? Oh, here we go. Yeah, so let's get into some gaming news, man. So a bit light this week on the gaming side, man. Not many news is winding down, but let's get into one or two of the biggest news. So Cyberpunk 2077 is coming out this Thursday, December 10th. No more delays, as everybody's got it. Some people have played it, and the reviews are pouring in, right? Let's get into some of the reviews. So IGN gave the game 9 out of 10, and Game Informer also gave it a 9 out of 10. Now, this is only the PC versions of the game. They weren't able to play the console versions and you know they weren't able to show off their own footage due to the embargo that CD Projekt Red have put on streaming the game and having, you know, streaming your own footage. And so IGN did say that they're going to release an updated review video with their own footage once that embargo lifts. This mostly showed footage and stuff from what CD Projekt Red have already showed us. The overwhelming response is mostly that it's good. It's good. A few key things that a lot of people have pointed out is that the main story isn't actually surprisingly that long as people thought it would be. If you straight just mainline the whole main story, you probably could finish it in, you know, about 20 hours or so, 25 hours or so. One of the main things that they are saying is that the main story, yeah, you could probably beeline and do it within about 20 hours, which is quite surprising considering how big CD Projekt Red said the game was and how long it would take you to complete. However, obviously that's just mainlining the main story and you're not doing any sort of side quests, right? So if you were to obviously add in the side quests and other things to do in there, you could easily double, triple, maybe even quadruple your time with Cyberpunk 2077. And obviously CD Projekt Red being, you know, known for their side missions and expansive side missions and things, it'll probably lead you down a rabbit hole, a wormhole, which, you know, you can spend hours and hours and hours, you know, in the game. So, but if you're looking, you know, for, they said, you know, even though the main quest and main story is, you know, surprisingly a bit shorter than they thought, it is great. Is enticing, it is thrilling, and you know you have a lot of options, you know, you have a lot of choices which impact, you know, your next mission or your next result or even the endings. I believe IGN, Tom Marks from IGN, said that, you know, by the time he finished the main quest, you know, and things, and you know he went back and did some things again, it was like he ended up getting about 6 different endings, and then one of his favorite missions, you know, it wasn't there because of a decision that he made. And, you know, completely ruled it out. So, that's great. You know, it's good to see, you know, your decisions having an impact. And, you know, you can get these multiple endings, which obviously shows a lot of replay value, right? Like The Witcher 3 did. And this, you know, so along those same sort of lines. Obviously, the biggest criticism of the game right now, obviously, they didn't get to play it on consoles. 2 was it is full of bugs and glitches. Which was expected, you know, for a game this big, you know, we're talking nearly GTA sort of levels, you know, you're going to expect a lot of bugs and glitches and things, which they said will be resolved via a day 0/day 1 patch when coming out on the day of release, right? That should fix majority of these issues, and they'll keep fixing these issues down the line. One thing that Tom Marks from IGN said in his review is that he's kind of jealous of the people who will play Cyberpunk 2077 about 5-6 months from now, which will probably be myself when they release the next gen version for the PS5, when I get a PS5, right? So he said, you know, by that time it should be all polished and things, and it could be even some DLC out by then, which we'll see, you know, add to the experience. So overall their consensus is that it is a great game, which we knew it's going to be 9 out of 10, you know, from these two big gaming blogs and platforms. Metacritic score of 91% as well, but you know who checks Metacritic these days. all coming in saying that it's a great game, which we, you know, we thought it was going to be anyway. So let's wait to see some more information and more footage and things out there coming out, you know, when it's released. Obviously, if you're wary of spoilers, please be aware. Do not follow, do not look after things like that. And hopefully you enjoy your time in Night City, man, whenever you get into it. I know I will whenever I get into it. That's Cyberpunk 2077. Speaking of PS5s, man, here in the UK, we did have some retailers who dropped stock last week. Argos, Amazon, Smiths, they all managed to drop some stock, you know, Argos being one of the weary ones that they dropped it at 3 a.m. in the morning, and you know they're saying they're doing this so, you know, it lowers the amount of traffic you know on the website and things. So you know, who's online at 3 a.m. you know, it depends, you know, but you know, people are finding out that Argos are selling PS5 very late at the night. So if you're looking to stay up and things and monitor these websites, it's a bit of a hit and miss, you know, you're obviously going to end up fucking up your sleep pattern and things, and maybe missing an unexpected drop in the morning, late morning, early afternoon. But yeah, man, I do admit that, you know, this whole release schedule of the PS5 and thing, it is shambolic in that sense. In that sense, you know, that, you know, it's just dropping whenever. I think, you know, with an hour or two before, you know, stock is dropping. Sometimes they're alerting people and things. I think Box UK, I think Box UK, they're doing a great job here. What they did is that for the Xbox Series X and One X or whatever it is, they are doing a ballot system, and they said they will implement the same for the PS5. So you sign up to this ballot, and then, you know, they'll draw out names at times, random times throughout the day, and, you know, they'll, you know, take out names and things, and, you know, organize a better system. And with those names taken out, they would also, you know, be in line to purchase the console. So yeah, they're doing a great system there. Also, you have to limit bots and things. Make sure you guys are, if you're looking for a PS5 this holiday season or before this holiday season, you know, make sure you're staying up to date on Twitter. You got your notifications on. So that was Argos Smiths. They sent out an email. Some people got this email just before, but, you know, it said they were selling stock at 10:30 on Wednesday or Thursday. Some people got an email at 1:30 in the morning after stock had gone that Smiths are selling at 10:30 p.m. I think Digital Foundry were one of the ones who tweeted that as well. But yes, Smiths have sold out now, and they said that no more stock till 2021. Tesco, you know, I've been refreshing that site as well, as that was one I was looking out for. And I think late last week, I believe Thursday, no, Friday, I believe, right? It was Friday. I think after lunch, about 1-2 o'clock, that they, you know, when I refreshed the site, they said that console orders for 2020 have now finished. So it looks like that Tesco will not be getting any more stock in until next year. However, there's been heavy rumours over the Twitterverse that, you know, there is more stock dropping at the end of this week, and Tesco is rumoured to have stock dropping on Sunday the 13th of December, Amazon 14th, Game on 14th as well, along with Argos and a few others. So take that with a grain of salt, but this is what I'm seeing online from multiple accounts and things, and you shouldn't believe most of these accounts, as some of them are trying to con you and ask you to give you your details and things. So just be wary of that. I just recently encountered an account which was charging £25 for them to reserve you a PS5, right? And it was, and you zoom into it and you look into it properly, and it's from Argos, and, you know, there's nothing, no one's talking about Argos, and there's no stock been dropped in Argos, and they're saying it's a genuine link, give me £25, I'll reserve you one. Yeah, so it's very dodgy and things, but, you know, if you just be careful, man, with these things. So you can just be on the lookout. But congrats to everybody who did get a PS5 last week in these manic times and in that manic drop. Hopefully more stock is dropping this week, end of this week, beginning of next week. I'll hopefully try to get my hands on some if I can. If not, then it will probably just be next year, you know. If I get one, cool. If not, it's not the end of the world, right? Just keep your eye out and be on the ball, really, of these things. And here in the UK as well, you know, people have taken to some Fast and Furious style events, trying to steal PS5s out of a moving van. This was reported to us by IGN. I'll just get into what they said. UK gangs are stealing PS5s from delivery trucks while they're driving. So there's been a few theories about how PS5s have been gone missing in the UK, but we never expected to hear that gangs have stolen them from the back of delivery trucks while they're driving. The Times here in the UK reports that PS5s, as well as TVs, cosmetics, mobile phones and cigarettes, have been stolen from trucks in movement on at least 27 occasions in the UK this year, with this figure apparently rising ahead of the Christmas period. Police have apparently contacted delivery firms about the tactic. The technique, called a rollover, involves multiple cars boxing in a moving truck, with a thief wearing a rope, leaving a car travelling behind to climb close and gain access to the back door and throw the stolen goods back into the car they left before climbing back in. it's funny, man, it seems like, obviously, this unlikely that this is the sole tactic leading to the missing PS5s. Many consoles have been delivered only for recipients to find unrelated items. Amazon is one of the key people who do this in the boxes, such as air fryers and things. Obviously, it's part of a wider problem that have made PS5s hard to find at retail price. on pre-order or launch day issues or scalping organizations using bots. And there's some good news that, you know, people in the UK who've had their PS5s mysteriously replaced are seemingly receiving units from Amazon's next batch of stock. So, you know, all these problems are getting rectified, but some people are doing some Fast and Furious style events and trying to steal the stock out of a moving vehicle and stuff, man. That's crazy. Anyway, weird times that we live in, right? Weird times that we live in. But yeah, as I said, make sure you guys are just being vigilant when you're looking for stock and things. So you don't fall for any of these traps, which, you know, I luckily didn't. You know, I did my homework and things, but you know, just be vigilant. I know when you hear the word PS5 and stock and things, everybody jumps. So just make sure you're being vigilant and not getting too excited and not too head over heels and keeping you calm and you cool and things. Make sure you're being vigilant and hopefully you get one, man. If not, then you just go wait till next year. Apart from that, man, that's it for this week's episode, you know, ladies and gents. You know, not much else really to talk about. So we've got some music to look forward to with, you know, Kid Cudi's new album, and let's hear more reviews of Cyberpunk Falling In and seeing what, you know, the general consensus is, you know, more of the general consensus is. And any other, you know, tweets and things, any other news and things, you know, about the PS5 and things, obviously I'll keep you guys updated on that. But yeah, for me, episode 126, Notorious Gridgy Podcast, man. Until next week, man, I'm your host, your humble and gracious host, your host with the most chutney, man. Sprinkle a bit of garam masala on top, the roti to your sack, the kichdi to your curry, the dal to your bhat, the samosa to your chutney, man. I'm your host, Millionoza, man, and this is the Notorious Gridgy Podcast. Thank you guys for listening. We'll be back same time, same place next week. Peace.
You're now tuned in to the spiciest podcast in the world. Live from your local cash and carry, the Notorious Gridgy Podcast. Hand me some of that journey.